Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith.
I ain't wrong. I'm going to find that Sports Illustrated. I'm going to get that article, and I'm going to show it to you in black and white there and make you eat your words. Get away from me.
He shoves past my
door. Magazine is in this house someplace. Edith, up there, are you looking to that magazine?
Yeah, I'm looking, Archie.
I don't hear you looking, Edith.
But I'm looking.
I don't hear you looking, Edith.
Daddy, why are you wasting your time looking for that dumb magazine?
Why? To show your dumb husband a thing or two. I got a quarter bet with him here that Harvey Haddix pitched a perfect no-hit ball game.
Archie, he pitched a perfect game for 12 innings. They got a hit off him in the 13th, and he lost the game. That's not a perfect game.
I can still remember the headline on that article there. The day that Harvey Haddix was robbed of the no-hit game.
That's right. He was robbed of the no-hit game, so he didn't pitch the no-hit game.
Certainly he did. If you was robbed or something, you had to have it in the first place in order to have somebody rob you.
What would I say?
Good, give me it. What the hell is that?
My five-year diary.
I don't want that. You know what?
You keep a diary?
Oh, not anymore, but during the war, every day while your father was in the army.
How many times have I got to tell you, Air Corps, Air Corps, Air Corps?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what I used to call Archie? My fly boy.
Michael guffaws in Archie's face.
Ah, clam up, you. I know what you've done. You hid that magazine so you wouldn't have to pay me the quarter.
Get out of here.
Listen to this. May 21st, 1943. Dear Diary, had a letter today from Archie B. That's B, shorthand for bunker.
Archie gives a dim-witted grin.
Archie said I shouldn't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but him. Isn't that romantic? It is. P.S. I don't have an apple tree, so I won't sit under my rubber plant.
1943. She was still in training for her dingbat wings.
Come on, Mo. Why don't you sit down and read us some more?
All right.
I think I know where that magazine is.
Why don't you forget it? You're wrong.
Get away from me, you.
Archie runs upstairs.
Here's a good one. September 4th, 1943. Dear Diary, Archie was in town on a pass. He took me to a USO dance, and the funniest thing happened. I'll never forget it. But I'm tired now, dear Diary, so I promise to tell you tomorrow.
Edith looks up from her diary and furrows her brow in deep contemplation.
Ma, why don't you read what she wrote the next day?
Oh, yeah. Here it is. September 5th, 1943. Dear Diary, it rained all day today. Nothing much to tell you.
Michael and Gloria wait expectantly, then exchange a look.
What happened to the funniest thing you said you'd never forget?
I guess I forgot.
Hey, look what I found upstairs.
What is it, Archie?
Whilst looking for my magazine, which I didn't find, I ran across a hunk of homemade poetry.
Hey, where did you get that?
Oh, in that box of junk in the bottom of your closet.
Well, give me that. That's mine.
What do you mean? Don't you want to share it with the world?
You got no right going into my room.
Hold it, hotshot. You're only borrowing that room for me. Of course, Gloria happens to be your roommate. But the room is still in my house, which means I got a right to search it.
We're living in the Watergate Hotel here.
You got no right snooping around in my things.
I was only looking for one of my things, and I found this thing. I'm waiting to get an earful of it, hey. Dear Edith. No girl's as sweet as my true love. You were sent from heaven above.
All right, give it. Come on.
You fill my days.
All right.
With sheer delight.
Hand it over, will you?
Throughout the day, throughout the night.
All right, come on, hand it over.
We got a regular Red Ground and Pollock here.
Come on now, I'm not kidding around.
Give me that. That poem is personal.
Personal? I'll say it's personal. Hey, eat it. When you hear the rest of it here.
Archie.
A touch of your lips and my heart's on fire. A glimpse of your... I'm going to say the word chests here because we're mixed company. A glimpse of your chests and I'm mad with desire.
Oh, my, I'm all goosebumps.
Ah, shit. Look, Archie, I'm telling you, I put up with a lot around here, but there is one thing I will not put up with, and that is having my privacy invaded.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Well, then what about my privacy, Daddy? Michael wrote that poem to me.
To you, huh? Then why does it say up on top, to Vicky?
Let me see that.
Hey! It's to me like the meathead was glimpsing a few chests before he run across you.
Nobody, just a girl I used to know a long time ago.
Michael, you said you wrote this poem specially to me, and it wasn't to Vicky then, it was to Gloria.
Well, yeah, but it was my best poem. I wanted you to have it.
Michael, you lied to me. You never even really wrote me a poem.
Gloria, I did better than that. I married you.
That wasn't better. You should have kept writing poems.
To take that from you.
What else have you lied to me about?
Nothing.
That's a lie.
Gloria, please.
Michael, you gave me a used poem.
Gloria, your father acts like a stormtrooper. He turns our bedroom into a police state, and all you care about is a lousy poem.
Because you lied to me. How can I ever trust you again?
What about trusting your father? How are you going to trust him again? The next thing you know, he's going to be bugging our bed.
The only bug in your bed is when you hop into it.
Take that from you. What do I need this for? I must be crazy. I'm not going to stay in this house another minute. Between you and your father, you're driving me crazy. Out there, I will be able to get a little freedom. I will be able to get a little privacy.
Be able to apply for a little welfare, too.
Goodbye. Goodbye. You can send my clothes to Lionel.
Archie, just leave and say something.
Bye. Archie waves from his chair as Michael fumes in the doorway. Then leaves.
Over being mad.
Yeah, we should be around dinner time.
Shut up!
What?
Shut up! If you hadn't been snooping where you didn't belong, I wouldn't have found out what I didn't want to know. You've been trying to get Michael out of this house for 2 years. Well, I got your wish and I hope you're happy, you monster!
What? Gloria runs upstairs.
Did you hear what your daughter said to her father?
Yeah, I couldn't help it. I was standing there.
What's she yelling at me for? That ain't my fault. Hey, little girl, it ain't my fault that the meathead only had one poem in him, and then he spread it around like fertilizer. Which, by the way, it is.
Archie, I think you were wrong to go into their room. After all, they got a right to their privacy.
Well, I happen to agree with my government. If you ain't got nothing to be ashamed of, you don't need no privacy.
Which poem is personal, like my diary?
Oh, but if I want to read your diary, I can read it.
No, you can't.
She grabs it from the table.
My diary is private.
Are you telling me that you would keep secrets from me?
Some secrets, yes.
No secrets, no. We'll have this out right now. I'm your husband, and I say to you, give me that diary.
And I'm your wife, and I say no.
I'm going to Trudy.
Oh, look there, Holly. You ain't going no place.
Take your hands off me.
Take your hands off me.
I didn't touch you.
I'm sorry, Mom, but there's nothing to stay here for anymore.
Oh, gee, ain't you going to stop, huh?
No, I ain't. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm her mother. That's where I'm going.
Hey, Dad, you get back and
She returns.
That's more like it. You sit down in your chair over here. We're going to have a little talk about your daughter. Lipping off to me the way she does. And who does she think she is?
Holding her diary, she runs out again. Archie looks around the empty room.
I'm in a nut house. Now, operator, just listen to me, huh? Now, the name of the party is Whiteman or Lightman or something like that. The first name is Trudy. See, she lives in one of them apartments over there on Northern Boulevard. Listen to me. I just want the address there. I can't give you that. I'm trying to find that out from you. Whiteman, Lightman, can't you look? Listen, can you? Okay. Forget it!
Archie slams down the phone, then picks it up again.
Hello there, Jefferson. This is Archie Bunker here. I put Lionel on the phone, huh? I know it's 1 a.m., but you people don't sleep on a Saturday night. Hold it. There's no call to be using that kind of language here. I didn't say nothing like... Listen to me. I'm just trying to find out where my son-in-law is. I think he's over there. What do you mean you don't let Whitey on the premises? I know he's over there. Hello? You crumb. Oh, well. And about time. I ought to let you stay out there, Edith.
Hi, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, hiya, Lionel. Where's Mike?
Oh, he went straight home to my house. We just came from a movie.
Ah, well, then your old man was lying to me. I just called him up. He told me on the phone Mike wasn't over there.
Oh, but he didn't lie to you. See, I didn't tell my father Mike was there. He don't like the idea. White folks in the house.
Hey, oh. How'd you get Mike in there? With Boink Cork?
No, we snuck him in the back way and he hid in the basement.
Yeah. If your old man's so touchy about white people being in, ain't you taking an awful chance getting Mike in?
Well, I'm just returning a favor.
What favor?
Well, during Civil War days, some of you white folks hit us out when we ran away.
That's right, but you people was worth something.
Look, Mr. Bunker, the reason I came over was to get Mike's books. He needs it for an exam on Monday.
Oh, well, it's too late me to go looking for them up there in the room, you know. Just tell him I'll throw them out on the stoop room first thing in the morning. By the way, Lionel, as long as you're here, do you remember that little brunette girlfriend of Gloria's? Her name was Trudy something.
Trudy Brightman.
Brightman. Yeah, see you around, Mom.
What about Trudy?
I don't know. I ain't heard yet.
You want me to tell Mike anything?
Yeah, tell him to send us a card, Christmas and Easter's.
Lionel leaves.
Brightman. That was B when I went to school. Let's see. Brightman and a B. And it ain't here. Where would Edith write that name? Oh, yeah. See here. Here it is. Brightman. Under Jeep, a glorious girlfriend.
He grabs his coat. Meanwhile, Edith and Gloria drink wine on Trudy's bed.
Happy and you know it, say I am.
I am.
If you're happy and you know it, say I am.
I am.
If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say I am.
I am.
Mrs. Bunker, you're terrific.
Oh, my, that was fun. I just love singing, especially songs.
Oh, more wine, Mrs. Bunker?
Oh, my, it is empty again. Thank you.
She guzzles it.
Mom?
Wearing a Chinese silk robe, Edith grins.
You know, this is just like sitting around a campfire at camp. Only we ain't itchy. Oh, I used to love them song-a-lings.
Sing-a-longs, Ma.
them too. Oh, I remember one song. It was so funny.
Oh, sing it for it, please.
All right. John Brown's baby had a cold upon his chest. John Brown's baby had a cold upon his chest. John Brown's baby had a cold upon his chest, and they rubbed it with camphorated oil.
That was supposed to be funny, Mom?
Oh, I forgot. It was funny when we acted it out. Here, like this.
She stands up and mimes.
John Brown had a upon his chest.
She rocks a baby.
Had a upon his chest.
And thumps her chest.
John Brown had a upon his chest. And they rubbed it with camphorated oil.
She snorts. Edith refills her wine glass.
Ma, I think you ought to take it easy till the pizza gets here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I won't sing anymore until after we eat.
She takes a swig, then plops down in a beanbag chair, trailing her limbs over the side with amusement.
Who's bringing the pizza?
A couple of friends of mine down the block. Wonder what's taking them so long. It's really getting late.
I wonder how Michael is. I think I'm going to call him over at Lionel's and say...
Gloria, don't you dare.
He walked out on you, remember? Make him come to you.
But what if he doesn't?
Oh, Gloria, I'm sure he will. It's just like in the movies. The husband always ran after the wife and he said, please come back. And the wife always did. Like William Powell and Myrna Loy, Cary Grant and Irene Dunne.
Humphrey Bogart and Betty Davis.
Yeah, only you were never too sure about Betty Davis. Sometimes she'd come back, but sometimes she'd just die.
Two more women burst in with pizzas.
Get out! Everybody!
Oh, Mrs. Bunker, this is Betty, Sue, and Joni.
Oh, hi.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is so cold outside.
It's a good thing you bundled up.
Under their coats, they wore short nighties.
Look at you. You wore your pajamas.
Well, Trudy said... come as you are.
Oh, my, then this must be a come as you are party.
Michael appears in the doorway, standing sheepishly.
Gloria, look who's here.
Oh, Michael.
Hey, pizza.
As Michael pushes past her, Gloria glares. He goes back and hugs her.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you? I missed you.
I'm fine. How did you know I was here?
Well, from out of nowhere, Archie asked Lionel about Trudy, so I put two and two together.
Oh.
Listen, I brought you something. I wrote you a fresh poem.
Oh, Michael. Everybody, I want you to meet Michael. He's my husband. Michael, you know Trudy,
yeah,
of course.
And you know me.
And this is Betty, Sue, and Joni, Michael. I'm going to read him the poem you wrote.
Oh, no, no. Oh, Gloria,
yeah.
Come on.
All right.
It's nothing, really.
Oh, Gloria, you made my life euphoria. I want to get more of you. Gloria, I adore you. Oh, Michael, it's beautiful. Michael, come here, man. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm sorry. I was wrong.
I was wrong, too.
I was wrong, too. I should never have walked out on Archie, and I'm going to tell him, too. If I ever see him again.
Come on, Ma, cheer up.
All right.
She takes a big mouthful of wine and swallows it, grinning.
Let's sing another song.
Yeah. And you all join in on the chorus. A peanut sat on the railroad track. His heart was all a flutter. Around the bend came the 8:15, and now he's peanut butter. It ain't gonna rain no more, no more. Come on, everybody.
It ain't gonna rain no more.
Archie appears in the doorway, frowning.
Idiot! You having a good time?
Archie! You came back just like in the movie!
Edith runs across the bed and throws her arms around Archie as he stands stiffly scowling.
Take off that chinky bathrobe.
Now, Archie, we're having a come-as-you-are party. Let me introduce you. You know Gloria, and you know...
Cut that out. Like an opium joint in here. Bunch of commies doing hijinks.
Gloria, you can't tell me you had a daddy like that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Mr. Bunker, my sister and I are from Dallas, and our daddy would think you're a communist.
Why?
Because you live in New York City.
Why don't you two sing him your daddy's favorite song?
That's a terrific idea.
Come on,
Johnny.
Come on, you sing it.
Don't be shy.
I don't want to hear no song. Get away from me.
If communism comes a-knocking at your door, don't answer it. If communism comes a-knocking at your neighbor's door, don't let him answer it. For democracy's the way to live each and every day. So if communism comes, just say you're not at home. From democracy we'll never, ever roam.
Yay!
Well, your daddy's favorite song is a damn good song. But I know very well that you two don't believe in it. See, I know when my legs are being pulled by a couple of little pinkos there. And I think you ought to put some clothes on, too. I don't know why I'm looking at you.
He turns away.
Come on, I think we ought to go home now. That includes Gloria and Mike. Come on.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Archie. I want to tell you something. I was wrong.
Of course you was wrong.
Well, don't you think you should say you was wrong, too?
Wrong about what?
About Mike's privacy. Everybody's got a right to their privacy.
I got a right to know whatever goes on with anybody under my roof.
And that's why we're not under your roof right now.
Archie, couldn't you say you was wrong? I said I was wrong.
I said I was wrong.
I said I was wrong.
Well, in that case, you're all wrong, but I ain't.
Archie, we ain't coming home until you say we got a right to our privacy.
You know what that is, Edith? That is blackmail, blackmail, which is a worse crime than a crime of searching his client.
Oh, so you admit you were wrong. You said you committed a crime.
I never said
that. You just said that searching my closet was a crime.
Archie, say you was wrong. I was wrong.
And I was wrong.
And I was wrong.
What is this, true confessions? I was wrong. I was wrong.
You said it.
I never said what.
Archie and Michael argue while the women gather around them.
Please, nobody can deny. He said he was wrong. Archie, here's a poem you wrote to me.
I never wrote no poem.
Oh, yeah, listen. When skies are blue, I think of you. And in the rain, I think again.
Oh, yeah.
So please remember me, dear Edith, when safe at home, these lines thou readeth. Thou readeth. Oh, my. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody talked like that in real life?
No, Edith, it would be dumb.
Oh, I don't think so. I'd love to hear you talk to me that way.
All right, Edith. Wilt thou stifle my son?
Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by Austin and Irma Kalish. Script consultant Don Nickel. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in
the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans, Lionel. Pamela Murphy, Trudy. Mary Kay Place, Betty Sue. Patty Weaver, Joni. Those were the days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated.
Viacom.